This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we are talking with the band Animalist, a progressive hardcore group from the La Crosse area. They will explain to us exactly what their band is all about and why they love performing and writing music. After the interview, we will feature the band's performance from the metal show at Dibs Cafe that took place in January. This is Adam Lush, and we're listening to the Live Feed on KQAL, and right now we're talking with the band Animalist. Can you just go around, introduce yourself, and tell us what you do in the band?
My name is Austin Colburn. I'm 17, and I play drums.
Jeremy Anderson, 21, and I play rhythm guitar.
Matt Winslow, 19, and I play bass.
Scott Sanborn, 16, and I play guitar.
Noel Collette, 16. I'm the vocalist.
Where are you guys from?
Well, I'm from La Crosse, but we base from Prairie du Chien, Holman, and Seneca. So
yeah, around La Crosse, basically. Yeah. Cool. How did you guys meet, and how did you start playing together?
Well, me and Jeremy met. We've been friends for a while, so we were like wanting to make a band and everything. So we found Austin and two kids that Jeremy had been in a band with before, and they ended up not showing up for anything, and Matt had already been recording us, so we decided to just have him as our guitarist, and we originally had three guitars and no bass, and then we decided that was probably a crappy idea, so we decided to make Matt the bass, and that's how that went.
Can you just describe the overall sound that you guys are going for?
Heavy.
Heavy.
Progressive.
Yeah, we're like progressive, yeah.
So yeah, you guys are progressive hardcore. Can you just explain a little bit what hardcore is?
It's kind of like where everyone in the hardcore scene just kind of comes together. It's like you could be completely different styles, and as long as you like the same music, you get along. It's really weird, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of just like a big family.
I have these beautiful golden locks and these
sexy jeans. Jeremy over there has his short hair and...
Oh, and
normal jeans.
Dude, we can't take you anywhere.
Yeah, we can't.
Don't take me anywhere.
The girls are just all over you, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Especially elementary schools.
So, yeah, why did you guys choose a more progressive style?
Well, we've always been in this metal scene. I don't know, we kind of formed every music style that we listen to into one. Don't really have a thing.
That's just what came out of it?
Yep. Yeah.
What are your guys' influences?
Well, for me, I listen to way different styles of music, like, all around, but my two favorite bands have to be Four Letter Y, number one, and then Let Live is number two, and actually the singer of Let Live is, like, the number one rock star in the world. Obviously, he puts on a great show.
Vocalist.
What?
Vocalist.
Well, no, rock star, actually, so.
Yeah,
no.
He read the magazine. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't read the magazine, I just kind of looked at it. Well, but my influences are local bands and probably like Moss the Flames. How about you, Matt?
I originally came from a punk scene, but then I started like hanging out with these guys more and just recording with them. They kind of pulled me into the scene that they're into.
You didn't even like the music. We kind of just...
Yeah. Well, at first, no, but then I got used to it. I was like, oh, this is cool.
The Ghost Inside and American Me really catches my eye. I've always been a fan of them.
I come from a little heavier scene, like Decrepit Birth, Despised Icon, just... bands like that, fast and heavy.
Do you have any like guys out there that you really look up to?
Brian Nagin from Four Letter Y.
Yeah.
He's an awesome guy. Like I've met him a couple times before and like he's just a really nice guy. He kind of involves everybody when he's playing. Like if you're not headbanging in the front row, he'll take your head and just move it around and like just shake you and instantly start getting involved.
Anybody else?
The Mirror.
The Mirror, you just look at that and you're like, you guy's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Just play in the mirror sometimes.
Yeah. I actually do play in the mirror sometimes.
It's kind of sad.
It's because you don't have friends, Scott. It's
yeah, okay. I don't have friends. I'm alone.
Don't worry, you look really good.
Thank you.
You play guitar.
Thank you.
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. Just I don't really have an influence. I just...
Just kind of be yourself?
Yeah, just be myself.
All right, cool. What about drums? Nothing?
I guess I do look up to Alex Pelletier. He's from drummer for Despised Icon. He's just a phenomenal drummer. Just incredible power.
Can you just walk us through your writing process and who usually writes the lyrics?
We usually do guitars first, and then we usually incorporate the drums after that. But usually when we practice, it's kind of all together, and we kind of come up with our own ideas, and we try to share each of our ideas with each other so no one feels left out.
But for the most part, I'm the only one who writes the lyrics. Most of the time, they kind of suck, but whatever.
What do you usually base your lyrics on, or what do you try to write about?
Just anything. Like, normally, we get the song name before. I know for Virtues, we had gotten the song name before, and, like, sometimes I'll write multiple different ideas for the one song. So, and, like, I just pick out of my favorite.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you write, like, about experiences or just kind of your interests?
I know for one of the songs, when we write in the future, once we start writing more, I want to write something for my grandpa and, like, for some of my friends. Just little things like that, but most of the time it's just the same point of, yeah, we're tough and stuff.
Yeah, the hardcore theme of music, yeah, for sure. Can we talk a little bit about gear, guitars, amps, drums, bass?
I got a Lugwood kit, triggers, Sabian cymbals, Evans heads, DW pedals, decent setup.
I have a Krait half stack with a Randall head, the same one as Bela Maya uses, and I also have a LTD guitar, so that's my setup.
And I just got switched to bass not too long ago. I have basically a pretty basic setup that I'm just borrowing from him for now.
I just have Marshall, and that doesn't sound heavy enough, so I use my ME70 Boss pedal for that.
I just play the microphone, so yeah. Whatever microphone I get.
Yeah. Do you use any pedals or nothing?
Nope, it's all stock.
All right, cool. Yep. What about drums? You got a lot of cymbals, or what's going on with that?
Probably about 8 or 9 cymbals.
So yeah, a lot. What about outside of the band? What interests you outside of the band?
I know for me and Jeremy, all we do is sit around and
watch quote Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, quote Dragon Ball Z, you know, ridiculous Dragon Ball Z references whenever we can throw them in.
Okay, when your ringtone goes off at 6 in the morning and it's a Dragon Ball Z reference.
You think you're a little too
obsessed with Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But it doesn't matter, it's the best show.
It is the best show, it's so ever. Good. Ever, ever, ever. Oh, and SpongeBob SquarePants for me, that's like my second favorite show. Don't make fun of me. Like, it's so good.
It's okay, you're the youngest in the band. We'll let you have your little baby toys.
I just kinda...
Oh, and Barbies. Yeah, that too. I love Barbies.
Me too, really?
Yeah, we should play sometime.
Okay, let's do it.
You know, somehow I was looking at you guys and I'm like, those guys are Barbie guys. I just knew it right when I saw it.
I love Barbies, actually.
Sometimes I sit around and play Barbies with my sister.
Yes, I actually model my hair after some Barbies.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Very nice.
He bleaches.
I don't bleach my hair. No, this is all natural.
Yeah. Nice.
I just kind of sit at home and sleep and do absolutely nothing. And then they call me and say, hey, let's watch Dragon Ball Z or play video games or actually do something that involves band. And I get off my butt and go do it.
What about you, Matt?
What about me? I usually am just stuck at college until he calls me because he's bored and he wants to do something. Then we usually end up doing something stupid that we probably shouldn't have done, but it was fun anyway, so we just keep doing it.
How about the shows? A lot of shows recently or anything?
Well, this would be our third show. We played our first show December 3rd with our good friends in Fail to Decay and We Paint the Sky. Our second show was last Saturday. It was in La Crosse as well, so.
They're really good bands.
Yeah.
Really good bands.
How many songs do you usually play in the show, or have you been playing?
We just wrote a new song. You know, called Tyrant, so we have a 6-song set right now.
Nice. That's a cover.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Have you recorded any CDs or EPs or anything like that yet?
Not yet, but we do have demos on our page and that people can listen to.
Not the best quality.
Yeah.
We're talking to Derek from 608 Studios pretty soon, so we'll probably hit the studio within spring and summer.
Where's that studio located?
It's in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Nice. What's the next step for you guys? Obviously, record something, but after that, where are you guys looking to go?
I know for me, and I'm guessing for the rest of them, I'm hoping, you know. For me, it's just more of like having fun. I love the music, and I think we're just all kind of generally just having fun and playing what we want to play, and if people like us, then they like us, and we'll get bigger, but other than that, it's just kind of something to do that we all like doing, you know.
Get heavier, play more shows, be heavier.
Drop our tuning some more.
Comb my hair some more. drop our tuning some more, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do it probably like
just heavier, just heavier, you know. Whatever makes us heavier.
After that, we'll probably buy a van and hit the road.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Yeah. Fingers crossed we buy a van that doesn't break down.
Right. We'll get one with a waterbed. Dude, waterbeds, they're so cool.
You wanna sleep in a waterbed in a van?
Yeah.
In the middle of winter?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be like a creepy van, too.
Okay, creepy
van. It can't have windows.
No windows.
Back to you.
No, that's cool. That's fine. We're taking up time. That's fine. Can you guys tell me why you connect with metal so much or hardcore so much opposed to any other style of music?
That seems what the bigger scene in lacrosse is, and we all just kind of fell into it because that's the music we ended up liking.
Yeah. Because I don't like country.
Yeah, we just like country a lot. Other than Johnny Cash.
We don't like
country. Well, I like country, okay?
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Johnny Cash.
Right? Johnny Cash, come on. But I like to be mean sometimes, so I'm a real big teddy bear at heart. So for me, I like to, you know, just get up on stage and be mean to people, so generally that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just part of our performance, but we're really nice guys off the stage.
Oh, so. Yeah, except for Jeremy.
Bass, I love you.
I wish you would have just been with.
When you guys are on stage, how does it feel, or what's so interesting about it? Why do you like it?
It's just fun to put on a show for people. It's really filled with adrenaline, I guess.
Cramping and stuff.
Oh, I've been playing shows since I was freshman, and every time I get on the stage, it's a new feeling, so it's really fun.
I don't know, one of the best parts of it for me is when you just see someone throwing down to your music, something that you made.
Yeah, I've been playing music or being on stage since like 8th grade or freshman year, and yeah. Just seeing people do their thing.
I don't know, like, I guess it kind of makes me feel like it's an adrenaline rush. Like, once you're done with the song, I just have this big adrenaline rush. I'm like, wow, I don't know what to say now. Like, but, like, during the song, it's just, like, you feel empowered. And, like, I feel like that's where I'm supposed to be. And, like, I'm supposed to just make everyone angry.
Nice. Anything else you guys want to add? Upcoming shows or anything like that?
Buy a shirt. We have shirts for sale.
Yeah, there $15. Help us out.
And go like us on Facebook.
www.facebook.com/animalisthxc.
We actually had this.
The fact that you actually remember
that. No, yeah, that's we had to good. Send the link last night. We remember me.
Yeah. Oh,
me
yeah.
And Mike, we're like trying to send the
just link. In case you can't find us.
Right. All right, cool, guys. Thanks for coming and talking with us. Hope you do good at the show and looking forward to see it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah. Thanks.
You're pathetic, your word was new. Don't give me your life. You have something extra. What you got is no teddy bear.
Let's see you guys move.
Thank you all very much. We're Animalist. We come from a distant land called La Crosse, Wisconsin. But anyways, this is our next song. It's called Texas Tough. You guys should dance a lot, so.
Watch out, red rover!
See more movement than that. Jade.
One, two, three!
Don't make me come down there.
dancing to me. Lay out on the ground, you're fucking dead.
Hey, can we get more of Jeremy over here in this monitor? I guess we can't hear the drums in the crowd.
Okay, what instrument does Jeremy play?
Guitar.
Right here.
There you go. And we're going to need more drums. I can't hear it out there, apparently. All right. Think we're good? Think we're good. This next one's called Bigotry, and it goes a little something like this.
I'm fucking you, you're idiot. Don't tell me who to be and love me for what I am above you and that you can't deal.
That was pretty good, I guess. Well, this one, do you guys, any of you know of a band, a little band called My Children, My Bride?
They're your favorite band? Oh,
That's so awesome.
Fuck off, Spring. We're not here for that.
Fuck you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this song's called On Wings of Integrity, and it's a cover of My Children, My Bride.
Heavy arts of bitter sorrow, healing filters, little good and green, visions of oblivious of the future. I don't expect anything real or wrong of this, but I think I'm content with the willingness to take control. We'll make our time well. I accept in every way that I say. I accept in every way to hurt me say. You're killing anything as everything thrown at us. We will not be torn, but us will stand. They will stand.
Thanks. That's our roadie. He's really awesome. We love him.
Hey,
by the way, if you guys really like us, which I doubt because we suck, but we have merch in the back, so you can buy it. $15. Help us out. What? I love you. Thank you so much.
You're a great person.
All right. So, thank you to all the other bands that came out. It's so awesome to play with you guys. We're really, give a round of applause for all the bands that played tonight. They deserve it. They really do. All right. This next one is called Leviathan.
We'll be right back.
So we want to thank everyone again for coming out, because this is going to be our last song. And I know none of you have ever heard it, because you've never heard us, but yeah. You know, I take that to heart, and I love it. I like him the most. I'm sorry, out of ever, it's just, I'm kidding. You all rock, I'm kidding.
Yeah, tell them what's coming up, man.
I just wanted to say we're dedicating this next song to our boys and Singled Out. We're going to get super Saying four on this next song, you know what I'm saying, if you know what I'm saying. It's called Tyrant, and it's really heavy. You have one more chance, one more chance.
don't move. I will be satisfied till the one hit here moves.
Out of your being, you're a fucking kid. You're here to me. I'm your fucking tyrant. Yeah.
Thanks to all the guys from Animalist for talking with us today. More information on the band can be found on Facebook. This is Adam Lush, and you have been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.